Contamination. Contamination is the presence of a potentially infectious agent on a surface, on a material, or in a laboratory specimen. Infections may result from defects in or contamination of a product, device, or environmental surface. There are two sources of contamination. Intrinsic contamination occurs during the manufacturing process or transport to the healthcare facility. Extrinsic contamination occurs subsequent to manufacturing, during preparation, storage, or administration within the healthcare facility. Key point: understanding contamination is not only important for preventing infections, it is also important to outbreak investigation and control. This is because exposures in healthcare settings are often ongoing and organisms may be transmitted from patient to patient in addition to coming from a common contaminated source. Contamination may occur in many areas that create or increase the risk of infection transmission. Examples include equipment, including things like probes and implanted medical devices, environmental surfaces, such as bed rails and television remotes, hands of healthcare professionals due to poor compliance with hand hygiene procedures, the environment of care, including heating, ventilation, and air conditioning and linen and water systems, personal protective equipment, for example, masks and gloves. Pseudo-outbreaks are increases in positive cultures of the same organism, clusters, that occur with no evidence of disease. These are frequently attributed to contaminated specimen collection, such as bronchial washes collected with a contaminated bronchoscope or specimens collected with contaminated collection swabs, or laboratory errors. Contamination in the laboratory or of a laboratory specimen. Laboratory contamination occurs in several different ways. Improperly collected, stored, or transported specimens may be contaminated and lead to erroneous laboratory results. An example is contamination of a clean catch urine sample due to inadequate patient cleansing prior to sample collection. Contamination can also occur within the laboratory. Molecular diagnostic testing, such as polymerase chain reaction, PCR, tests, is highly sensitive to contamination. If laboratory surfaces and PCR equipment are not thoroughly cleaned and disinfected, DNA particles can be left behind and picked up when processing and testing other specimens. Contamination in the pharmacy. Contamination of infusates is believed to be an uncommon cause of infections but has resulted in episodes of gram-negative rod bacteremia in individual patients and in epidemics. However, the true incidence of infections related to contaminated infusates is not known. Intrinsic and extrinsic contaminations are differentiated based on epidemiologic data. Bacteremia caused by the infusion of contaminated fluids is less common but is a potentially serious problem that can affect one patient or dozens, depending on the circumstances of contamination, that is, infusates prepared by nurses versus prepared in the pharmacy. Pathogens implicated include the Enterobacteriaceae such as Klebsiella, Enterobacter, Serratia spp. And Citrobacter freundiae, and also the non-enteric Sporcolderia chapacha and Ralstonia picketiae. However, disease can result from intrinsic contamination of medication by endotoxin without the presence of viable bacteria. Intrinsic contamination of infusate has led to epidemics of healthcare-associated sepsis, and intrinsically contaminated albuterol nebulization solutions have led to outbreaks of B. chapacha. Significant patient morbidity and mortality have resulted from extrinsically contaminated compounded sterile preparations. Extrinsic contamination of propofol has been associated with clusters of postoperative infections. An outbreak of E. coli bloodstream infections was associated with contaminated prefilled saline syringes prepared by a home infusion company.